This could go either way, and it could either be normal, which I think if you do it, you think of it as normal, but maybe you don't do it and you think it's normal, or it can be
I feel like my head's going in
circles. No, or it could be cringy.
Okay.
Talking about matching cars.
Like with your spouse?
Yeah, or the family.
I love everything matching. I am the cheesiest, cringiest mom parent on the planet. Like if I could match my family all the time, every day, if we could do everything together, if we're like, I am that person.
But you and Mark don't have the same cars.
No. I love his truck though. I would love to have it, but my journey is great. It kind of depends. I feel like a lot of that depends on what your needs are. Like for me, true, when I went to buy a vehicle and I went to Strickland, that's where I go consistently. And I was like, I need to be able to move things. Like, what does that mean? I don't know, but I need to be able to.
Yeah.
And it's not even just moving humans. I mean, I need to be able to put furniture in the back and move it. You know, it's one of those scenarios. I don't know why. I just like to have space.
Well, I've been kind of noticing that some families are brand loyal, especially here in Windsor, because you could be brand loyal to Chrysler. You could be brand loyal to, you know, Ford. Because
GM. Yeah, depending on who your family's worked for.
And you could also be like a local car dealership guy brand loyal.
Like me.
You got a guy?
Well, yes. And I'll go to the same place just because I've had consistency with them, so I don't want to, you know, shake it up.
And especially, I think, if you think you got a good deal. If I got a good deal, you guys got to go. You'll even encourage your friends to go, I think. And,
for sure.
And, you know, and then that will come up in discussion, I think. Hey, I'm looking to get a new car. Oh, you know who you should go see? This guy is great. He'll get you a good deal. Tell him I sent you, kind of thing. So I think there's that. But I think it's also if you know, a member in your family wants a car and you've driven a particular car for a while, you like it, you like everything about it, you would encourage a family member, I think, to get, so you might get another one. But
do you have a thing here, like talking about?
No, I just wonder what people think. Like, is it cringy or is it normal? I think it's a little cringy.
What's cringy? To get the same vehicle as your partner?
Yeah.
Why? Who cares if something works?
Right, I get that, and that's why I've been giving the argument behind why it's good to get the same car. But at the same time, I don't know. I want my car. You get your car, and sometimes I'll drive your car, and sometimes you'll drive my car. But they don't have to be the exact same car. Like it's one of those where
what
we got keys
in your
for
brain. Your brain overcomplicates so many things.
Not really.
Does it hurt up there, Mark?
No, it doesn't. It feels fine. I'll tell you where it is. The thing is, though, I wouldn't want to just have your keys and my keys and we could go out and drive whichever car.
No, because
you still have your car and my
because
car.
Because I'm
right?
messy and Mark is my well, Mark so is. So he doesn't want to be. If I take his vehicle. So what we do typically, I think it's good to have two different styles depending on. So if you drive in the city a lot, you want something that's easy on gas. You know, if you're highway driving, I like a truck because it goes into eco frame and it saves. It's not expensive, I find, once you get on the highway or freeway. I feel like it's depending on really what your lifestyle is. And like, if you're carting kids around, for me, we don't take the journey on trips. We take his F-150 because for the kids, it's like they have their own condo back there.
Yep.
They
can just, lots of room and spread out. Stay away from each other.
Yeah, no. They get to be like close and play games and just be comfortable, you know, those long
need to
trips.
Be. Yeah.
Yeah. I like to be up higher too.
I just got to say though, if there's a family in your neighborhood where they have the same cars, the rest of the neighborhood knows. They know.
Really?
Yeah, oh, they know.
Maybe you get a 2-for-1. You buy one, you get a discount on the second.
But the neighborhood knows.
But it's one of those where this can happen though. You'll drive your spouse's car or a friend's car, someone's car, and just be like, oh my God. I remember getting a rental and it was a Malibu of all cars. And I just remember like, oh my, I love this so much. Like, I think that's why you have to test a lot of cars because you kind of don't know what you're missing if you haven't experienced it. And what's really funny is his is a newer car, but mine has the bells and whistles. Like the doors automatically lock. You can't lock your keys in the car. It's got heated seats and a heated steering wheel. Like those are things that I need because I'm always cold.
We have his and her cars. You know, I drive mine and she drives hers. The only time we ever drive together in her car, like when we go on long trips, we'll drive my car, like the truck. We'll drive my car. The only time we ever drive together in her car is when she needs gas.
So you can pump for her?
Yes.
Oh, we miss the days of the guy pumping your gas for you and checking your oil and
me.
Wiping
I'm
your
that
windshield.
Guy.
She just brings the guy along.
I check her oil. I check her tires.
You check oil?
Yeah, I'll check to her.
Whatever. I just pull up to Jiffy Lube and call it a
when
day.
When it's time.
Yeah, when the sticker on my windshield says go, it's time to go.
But I'd like to know what anybody else thinks. So you can text us,
that
let us
you
know.
Would have matching cars,
yeah,
or not.
Is it cringy or is it normal?
Stop it.
Come
right
on.
Now.
I want to know.
Stop it right now. Whatever you can afford, well, I think, at this point.
I really don't care. I mean, I kind of do, but I'd like to know what other people think.
So judgy.